A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. The mighty Robert Huth remembers that when Mourinho arrived at Chelsea, he took training sessions to a completely new level. The special one introduced an intensity plus an attention to detail which fired players' imaginations.
I was 18, I think, when he came. For me, it was an absolute game changer because I've gone through pre-seasons where you run the first 2 weeks, you don't see the ball, you're just trying to be as fit as you can, blah, blah, you know, you would have heard all that nonsense. So when he came in, it was complete game changer. Opened it all up, you know, it was specific training, not wasting any time in training. The times when we didn't train, he said, if you don't want to train properly, just go in. We start again. And he wouldn't hold it against you. But his sort of belief was, when we train, I want you to get something out of it. And I need you to get something out of it. Because the end goal is the Premier League, the winner of the Premier League. So we can't waste time with shit training sessions or sort of bad attitude, or you're just going through the emotions. That wasn't allowed. But for the players at the time, I think the players that were a little bit older than me, they got to the point where this is shit. There's got to be a better sort of method, preparation. And when he came in, I mean, their eyes just lit up. They went, "What? You know, they're really." And you could see for the first, you know, 3-4 years. They were miles ahead. You know, obviously it's difficult for me to say how other teams trained and prepared, but, you know, just for defenders' point of view, like we got given sheets on the training seat with information about the players. Like, I love that. You know, that was like, well, that's the level of intensity and level of preparation you need to have success in sport. And Mourinho obviously took her to a new level, you know, with training. It was always time. There was no wasting. We had ball boys for training. Yeah, and that was, what are we now, 2004 it was. You know, normally when you do any sort of training, there was, you know, lots of time was wasted.
People take a breather, the ball's over there, everybody goes, ah. Whereas if the ball's in play all the time, you're always thinking, you're always sharp. Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't time. There was no wasted time going from different exercises. The pitches were prepared, so you finish your possession training, and then the drinks were positioned. So on the way over to the other side of the pitch, you grab a drink and you sort of recover while you walk across to the different exercises. And that never happened in my sort of early part of professional playing. It was just like, well, let's hang about here for 5 minutes while the coaches set up another drill, and you lose the momentum, you lose the intensity, but. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he really opened it up, and he sort of made me realize. I mean, I was always hardworking anyway, but he made me realize what it really takes to be on it. And I'm glad I got it when I was 18, because that sort of level of preparation I sort of took throughout my life, really, and still do to this day.
I think when you're near anybody in any professional arena that's got such
intensity, preparation, has clearly thought about your role, other people's role. You watch it and first of all, your respect meter goes up a little bit. You feel more engaged. But on a separate level, I don't think he's replicated this throughout his career, but you encountered a man there who was very messianic. He had something about his devilishness, his wit, the stuff that Duffer told us about flying back from, I don't know if you were on this flight, flying back from whatever, a game to win in Russia and qualifying through the group, and Mourinho saying to everybody, they were like, boss, who do you want? He went, Barcelona, I want Barcelona. He's like, yeah, we'll beat them. Draws Barcelona, knocks them out. Little things like that that you encountered on a daily basis. At that stage in his career, he was messianic. He kind of oozed cleverness and confidence and a sort of elan, he stood apart, not special ones yet, but he was a different kind of guy. Is that the guy you encountered and worked for?
Yeah, and I mean, as much as we give him credit for his methods, but he is very intelligent. You know, like when you lead a group of men, I can only talk for men because that's my game. But you know, it's you playing games. Like had he had said, "Oh, we want the shittiest team," the mindset of the team would have been different. So he, even if he doesn't believe it. You know, that they could beat Barcelona or they could beat Real Madrid. When you speak to the group or individuals, you just make it up, even if you don't believe it. And then next thing you hear, we can beat Barcelona. His attitude just goes through the group. And he wasn't allowed to have any sort of down moments or even when we lose, you know, it was always a fluke, you know, or the ref was shit or, you know, it was always stuff. Well, we only lost because... not because of us, you know, it was a mindset, you know, the constantly driven and just confidence. The same with my children, when they're a bit down, you know, it's always a bit, just give them positivity, you know, believe in them when they have a big exam for schools or something. It's very similar to that, and that's exactly what he did.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.